Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David, Minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Zion, the 12th Hour. And the Elgin, Texas, today is July the 6th, 2024. It's 8-1-2028. We will start our second service today with a song. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His fallen forever Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, this is child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Yahshua, no language, no rapture can tell. I know that the Lord of His presence with me death can tenderly dwell. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, His solemn forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King and His lofty light. Your lovingly guardeth my first steps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. Redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know there's a crown of His waiting in yonder bright mansion for me. Dancing with His spirit's liberty that home with the Yahshua I'll be. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child forever I am. And now we're going to go into our number two service taken from the Shepherd Rod, Volume 1. We're on page 22. It says, do the 144,000 ever die? That's the question. For the living saints, the 144,000 and the number, we must not conclude that only a part of the whole can contribute to the number and yet be true, for the statement made by the inspiration cannot be contradicted. For it reads, 144,000 and the number. When mention is made of this company, it is at the same time when the Yahweh makes known the day and hour of Yahshua's coming. If we can locate at what time of the world's history Yahweh speaks about the day and hour of Yahshua's coming, then we may know more about this coming company. for the quoting earlier on page 285, that there was one clear place of the subtle glory, whence came the voice of Yahweh like the many waters, shaking the heavens and the earth. There was a mighty earthquake, for the graves were opened, and those who had died in the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant of Yahshua, under the third angel's message, keeping of the seventh day Sabbath, came forth, and as the Yahweh spoke, the day and the hour of the Yahshua's coming, and delivered the everlasting covenant unto his people. One may here suppose that the risen and the living make up the number, but we do not believe the spirit of the prophecy would call both companies the living and the resurrected living saints, the 144,000 are living saints, for the others are resurrection Sabbath keepers. To make it a positive, another reference is given, found in the Great Controversy, page 637. Great hailstones, every one about the weight of a talent, are doing their work of the destruction, for the proudest cities of the earth are laid low, graves are open, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And all who have died in the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant of Yahshua, as the third angel's message, come forth from the tomb glorified, to hear the Yahweh's covenant of peace with those who have kept his law. This makes it positive that the resurrected Sabbath keepers come forth in the special resurrection of the Daniel 12. This is the time when the great hailstones are doing their destructive work. Seventh plague, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there fell upon men a great hail out of the heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed Yahweh because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Revelation 16:17-21. For the resurrected Sabbath keepers did not live during the time of the plague, for they were resurrected at the time of the seventh plague, so that they hear the announcement of the day and the hour of Yahshua's coming. Okay, and if the evidence can be brought to you that 144,000 and the number lived before the seventh plague, then we have positive proof that 144,000 never died. Great Controversy, page 649. And they sang a new song before the throne, a song which no man can learn save the 144,000. For it is the song of the Moses and the Lamb, a song of the deliverance. None but 144,000 can learn that song, for it is a song of the experience, an experience such as no other company have ever had. They have seen the earth wasted with the famine and pestilence, for the sun having power for the scorching men with the great heat, and they themselves have endured suffering, hunger, and thirst. Here is a positive statement that 144,000 lived in the time of the fourth plague, for the sun having power to scorch men with the great heat, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with the fire. Revelation 16:8. This is the fourth plague. How could the 144,000 go through the fourth plague if the special resurrection of the Sabbath keepers, those who died under the third angel's message, did not take place until about the end of the seventh plague? If they have seen the earth wasted with the famine and pestilence, and they themselves have suffered hunger and thirst, they must have lived through all of the plagues. Again, they sing a new song, which no man can learn, save the 144,000, for it is a song of their experience, an experience such as no other company has ever had. How can it be possible for all to sing the same song if it is a song of their experience, except they all have the same experience? Those who had been in the grave would have the experience of the death, grave, resurrection, and receiving of a new body. But those who never died have seen the fulfillment of Ezekiel 9, Isaiah 63, Isaiah 60, the closing of the third angel's message, the loud cry, close of the probation, all of the seven last plagues, and they sing the song of their experience and deliverance, which no man can learn save the 144,000. Will Sister White be with the 144,000? That's our next question that's raised here. Okay, it says, for the Sister White was taken in the vision of the, one of the planets which had seven moons. When she met Gedo Enoch, this place was so beautiful, and her desire for it was so keen, she begged the angel to let her stay. Then the angel said, you must go back, and if you are faithful, you with 144,000 shall have the privilege of visiting all the worlds and viewing the handiwork of the Yahweh. See early writings, page 40. There is no contradiction in this statement, for the angel told her that she with 144,000 means she is one with them, but not one of them. She will doubtless be with them, for she may be termed as the mother of them, being the messenger and founder of this movement. Nor can we suppose they will sing the song of Moses and he, Moses, not be there, because they are the 144,000, a special company with a special experience. There's no reason why others could not travel with them, for undoubtedly Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will be with them, being the fathers in the top. What objection could be made if others would journey with them? We may suppose that Yeshua would give to all the redeemed at least one trip to the other worlds. Only the 144,000 enter the temple is our next title. And as we were about to enter the holy temple, Yahshua raised his lovely voice and said, only 144,000 enter this place. And we shouted hallelujah, for this temple was supported by the seven pillars, all of the transparent gold, set with the pearls most glorious. The wonderful things I there saw, I cannot describe. I saw little tables of the stone, in which the names of the 144,000 were engraved in the letters of the gold. After we beheld the glory of the temple, we went out. Early writings, page 19. It is clear that no others were to enter the holy temple except 144,000. And again, it is clear that she went in, for she says, "The wonderful things I saw there, I cannot describe." And after we beheld the glory of the temple, we went out. She could not see the things inside the temple unless she had gone in. And she could not have come out if she had never entered in. Some may think that Sister White is one of the 144,000. Because she entered this temple, and now that she is dead, that the part of the 144,000 will be resurrected. There is no cause for the confusion here. She could have entered the temple before or after, or she could have gone right along with them, and still it would not change the thought. We must remember this is only a vision and not the real 144,000. They were not made up at that time, neither was she bodily there. This vision was given for her to make the report and reveal a certain truth. In other words, she was a reporter. What kind of a report could have been given if she had not entered the temple? For the command, only the 144,000 enter here, had no reference to her whether she should stay out or enter. She is one with them, but not one of them. What kind of a seal is it? That's our next title. Reference is made in the testimony of the minister's page 445, where the subject is about the sealing of the Revelation 7, 144,000, we quote, "For this sealing of the servants of Yahweh is the same that was shown unto Ezekiel in the vision." Now, if the sealing of the 144,000 of Revelation 7 is the same as Ezekiel 9, in order to find the kind of sealing it is and the time of its beginning, we must study Ezekiel 9, 1-9. "He cried also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, Cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lies toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand, and one man among them was clothed with the linen, with a rod of inkhorn by his side, and they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the glory of the Yahweh of the Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was unto the threshold of the house, and he called unto the man clothed with the linen, that had the rod of inkhorn by his side, and the Yahweh said unto him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all of the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And unto the others he said in mine hearing, Go you after him through the city and smite, that neither I spare, neither have you pity. so out of the old and young, both maids and little children, and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the net mark, and begin at my sanctuary. And they began at the ancient men which were before the house, and he said unto them, he saw the house and fell the courts with the slain. Go ye forth, and they went forth and slew in the city, and it came to pass while they were slaying them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face and cried and said, Ah, Yahweh, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel and thy point out of thy fury upon Jerusalem? Then said he unto me, For the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceeding great. It is positive that the sin of the 144,000 is Ezekiel 9, the separation sitting in the church, the godly from the ungodly, volume 1, page 181. I ask the meaning of the ceiling, of the shaking. I had seen and was shown that it would be caused by the straight testimony called forth by the counsel of the true witness to the letter sin. Read the entire page. Note the shaking begins after the straight testimony of the true witness is come. The two seals. The two seals is the Sabbath, the seal of the 144,000. First of all, it will be noticed that the definition of the seal is an instrument which is used to seal, fasten up, or enclose the security to establish or settle beyond question, to point out and determine the designated. An effort will be made to bring forth enough Bible evidence to satisfy anyone believing in the scriptures that all who were saved in the ages past, as well as those who are to be saved now, must have the seal of the Yahweh. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, said that they were to be sealed. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of the Yahweh, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of the redemption. Ephesians 4:30. For the grace of the sanctification wrought in the soul by the Holy Spirit is the seal and assurance of the one's redemption to come of a joyful resurrection. For the use and end of this sealing is the sacredness and safety of the thing sealed from the eyes of the curiosity and hands of the violent, which otherwise would be abused by the strangers and enemies. Thus the children of Yahweh, passed the censure of the wicked world. They are preserved as the precious things for the Yahweh's own use, to be with him in the heaven, according to 2 Timothy 2:19, written unto the Corinthians. Nevertheless, the foundation of the Yahweh standeth sure, having this seal, for the love, for the Yahweh knoweth them that are his, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. 2 Corinthians 1:22. For reading the Revelation 8 and 9 of the seven angels, with the seven trumpets. These seven trumpets indicate the principal political and warlike events which were to transpire during the time of the gospel truth. The sealing of the 144,000 belongs unto the time of the sixth trumpet, beginning with the Revelation 9:1. For we read about the angel with the fifth trumpet, verse 4 of this chapter we quote, and it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of the Yahweh in their forehead. Here we see that many years before the third angel's message ever began to be preached, the saints of the Yahweh were sealed with the seal of the Yahweh, just the same as the ones under the third angel's message are to be sealed, according unto these scriptures which are plainly stated. We must conclude that the saints of Yahweh are sealed with the present truth in all ages, and whatever that present truth is, that is the seal. Present truth under the third angel's message is the Sabbath truth. Therefore, the Sabbath is a seal which seals the people who are obedient unto it. Quoting A Great Controversy, at page 452, for the seal of Yahweh's law is found in the fourth commandment. When the Sabbath was changed by the gospel, by the papal power, the seal was taken from the law. Early writings, pages 58. For the sealing time is a very short and will soon be over. Those who died under the third angel's message, keeping the Sabbath, are sealed with the Sabbath truth, but the 144,000 never die. While they must keep the Sabbath and have that seal, they must sigh and cry for the abominations that are in the church, for otherwise they cannot receive the mark by the angel with the rider's inkhorn of the Ezekiel 9, which is the seal according unto the testimonies and ministries, page 445. Volume 5, pages 210 to 16, and volume 3, pages 266 to 7. For the sealing of the 144,000 is the separation of the faithful from the disloyal ones, for the purification of the church, for those who do not keep the truth and indulge in the sins and abominations, who try to throw a cloak over the existing evil, will fall under the figure of the five men with the slaughter weapons of the Ezekiel 9. For the Sabbath has been present truth since 1845. And being the seal of the law of Yahweh has been a sealing of the law among the people of Yahweh ever since that year. Isaiah 8:16. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. This has been the work of the third angel, and for this reason, the third angel has no seal. For the seal is in the law, but the angel of the Revelation 7 has a seal in his hand. Ezekiel called him the angel with the rider's inkhorn, who is to set a mark upon the men who sigh and cry for all of the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. That's in the midst of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. This is the seed of the 144,000. But all of the saved under the third angel are sealed with the Sabbath seal. For the 144,000 having this seal are also marked sealed by the angel of Revelation 7, which is the same as the one of Ezekiel 9. In other words, it may be termed a double seal. Ezekiel 9 is not a Sabbath seal. For this sealing of the 144,000 is not a Sabbath seal. However, those who are sealed must be Sabbath keepers, for it is a seal or mark that separates the two classes in the church. And those who are sealed or marked are not marked because they keep the Sabbath only, but because they sign and cry for all the abominations that be done in the church. So both the sealing and the slaughter are in the Yahweh's church and not in the Babylon or in the world. It is only in Jerusalem and Judah, the house of the Israel, the church, the Seventh-day Adventist church. For Judah in the Ezekiel 9:9 refers unto those in the office, for Judah occupied the office of the Levites after the tribe of the Levites was carried away. There is not a thought about the world or the ungodly. When the marking sealing is finished, the five men with the slaughter weapons began with the ancient men which were before the house, meaning the guardians of the spiritual interest of the people. See volume 3, pages 266, 267, and volume 5, pages 210 to 212. For we quote volume 5, page 211. For the ancient men, those to whom Yahweh had given great light, and who had stood as a guardian of the spiritual interests of the people, had betrayed their trust. They had taken the position that we need not look for the miracles and the marked manifestations of Yahweh's power as in the former days, for the times have changed. These words strengthened their unbelief, and they said, for the Yahweh will not do good, neither will he do evil. He is too merciful to visit his people in the judgment. Volume 3, pages 265. But if the sins of the people are passed over by those in the responsible position, his crown will be upon them, and the people of Yahweh as a body will be held responsible for those sins. For the only ones who are sealed, marked, and escape the ruin are the ones who will constitute the number which the prophecy declares to be the 144,000. For our denomination number about 300,000, this means the denomination will be divided in half, and suggests the 10 virgins, 5 of whom were wise and 5 were foolish. In other words, half and half. May Yahweh help his people and give us a vision of what she is, that we may put away the existing disastrous iniquity in the church the house, the Seventh-day Adventist House of Yahweh. Such a vision would cause us to sigh and cry for the abomination that are done in the midst of. He who understands the curse of sin would throw no cloak over the existing evil to obtain the favor of any. May the Yahweh lift us from the low spiritual level into which we have fallen and save us from the dullness of sin, its lukewarm condition. May we, as the wise Nineveh of the old, defeat the prophecy that heaven may rejoice. Our next subtitle is Sealing Begins, Church at the Time that the Church is at its Low Ebb. Song entitled, Softly and Tenderly, Yahshua is Calling. Softly and tenderly, Yahshua is calling, calling for you and for me. See, on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home. Come home, here really come home. Endlessly, tenderly, Yahshua is calling, calling for sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Yahshua is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercy, mercy for you and for me? Come home. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Yahshua is calling, calling for sinner, come home. Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, deathbeds are coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Yahshua is calling, calling us, saying, come home. Oh, for the wonderful of he has promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Yahshua is calling, calling for